Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, hello, Darkfish friends, and welcome to Darkfish Team Talk. It's Wednesday evening. We're in the service park here in Ypres. And well, if you remember back to Finland, what's it all about? Sorry, Tannik, he's a good boy, isn't he? If you remember back to Finland, it was myself, it was David Evans, we caught up with all the teams. That is the plan this evening. We're going to try and catch up with all our drivers here at Hyundai first. We'll then move on to Toyota, and then we'll move to Ford. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll catch up, hopefully, all our drivers, maybe even one or two team bosses. Oliver, just tell me, how have you prepared for this event, particularly after the disappointments of Finland? Has it been a different preparation for you?
No, I think it's important to not lose really the confidence of what you have done before and not to dig yourself too far down. I mean, the first thing I did when I got home was to sit on the quad bike for a very long time and drive as fast as I could. And, you know, you haven't lost the driving, so it's just not to dig too far down. Yeah.
Now, we saw you here last year. It was in the Rally 2 car, or 5 cars. You were quick here last year. What does it take to go quick on these roads? Because they are quite different.
You need the commitment and confidence with the car. And I was leading last year until the car stopped, unfortunately. But I think the WRC now this year is very different. We saw last year a lot of things happening, and it's going to be a lot of gamble with tires, punctures, and we saw some big crashes last year. So you need to be smart and play the long game, especially on a rally like this.
So what's the smart approach for Oliver Solberg then this weekend? How do you go about things?
Well, first finish, yeah, I think you'll get a quite good result this weekend. And then if I just try to keep out of all the punctures, all the trouble, I think you can have a decent result in the end, to be fair.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Julian, we know how hard you work. We know how hard the team works. How much motivation did you take from that incredible win in Finland? And what can you tell me about the work you've been doing in the last couple of weeks?
Last couple of weeks, I mean, it has been very tight in between Finland and Belgium. The cars came back mid next week. The guys had to work the whole weekend to prepare the cars for it, so it has been very tight. Still, we managed to go to some pre-event tests last week, as usual, one day per driver before every event. The test was quite positive, and we work on the setups. It's a long time we haven't been on tarmac, so it's...
What can we expect then from the car on tarmac? We saw in Finland that you've definitely got the power, the engine has the speed. What can we expect to see here in Ypres? Is the car capable of giving the win to Thierry Neuville?
Well, certainly so. I think from Finland, what we have to remember, it's in the end, it's possible. We know we have to improve the car. We have to work a lot on it. But already in Sardinia, now in Finland, we show that when we don't have any problem, we can win. Remember as well the pace in Croatia. We were, I think, quite competitive, so it gives us some confidence here in Ypres. And as well, we have Thierry, who is a local hero here, and that performed extremely well last year. So, yeah, I think we are coming here with some confidence, but we always have to be careful.
You know, with these new cars, we know that every element has to be perfect for them to be, you know, as good as possible. But what is the most important element of those cars needed to be competitive on this rally, in this particular type of demanding rally? Is it power? Is it nimbleness? What is it? Is it to do with suspension, grip? What is it?
I would say a bit of everything. But I remember that last year we came with a new engine and it has made a lot of difference. So I think you definitely need power, but if you are not able to go into the cuts, then it's useless. So I would say everything, but most important, reliability.
Reliability, well, we've seen that certainly in the last few rides. Julian, best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Jerry, obviously a fabulous result for the team in Finland just a couple of weeks ago. How much confidence does that give you ahead of your biggest event of the year?
I mean, both worlds are completely different, so it's hard to say what's going to be our performance this week. And I mean, we do not have a lot of experience yet with the car on tarmac. The only real reference we have, more or less, is back in Croatia in April, where the performance of the car was good. So I think that somehow it should be an intense fight. I don't think that there will be a real huge differences between the cars and the drivers. And yeah, it will be a fight throughout the whole weekend.
We keep hearing that word reliability, you know, and if you have concerns about reliability, you're maybe not so keen to put the cars deep into the cuts. And if you're not putting the cars deep into the cuts here, you're not winning this event. Is that something that you think about at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we had two rallies without trouble now, so on all three cars. So that's a good sign, and it would be pity if the trouble comes back for our home event.
What about the rear end grip and the rear end stability? That's something that, again, we've heard an awful lot about. You know, is that such an enormous issue here?
No, definitely much less than in Finland. I mean, first of all, we have different tires, different suspension. The car is quite different, and the grip is different as well. And if we start to drive sideways as we do in Finland on tarmac, it will be a problem as well. So I think that on the aero balance, we should be fine this weekend.
What about the weather, Thierry? The weather forecast looks interesting for Friday. Perhaps, maybe in Mr. Robin Perez's favour a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, if the weather starts to be difficult, first thing will be the tyre choice, which is going to be the most crucial. And then, the road might be a bit more dirty, but somehow we should be able to deal with that. And when it gets dirty here, when it gets wet here, it gets very challenging. And you don't really know what conditions you're going to face, so everybody has to be quite careful.
Is everything working for this weekend? What's your feeling after the test?
I mean, there's been so much trouble generally, so the team is working flat out to sort out the reliability issues, so hopefully everything will be reliable. This is the first priority, and I mean the rest we need to see during the rally.
It does appear as if you're getting on top of the reliability issues though, doesn't it? We've had two rallies in a row now where all three cars have made it home. That's encouraging. That suggests that things are most definitely going in the right direction.
The people in the workshop they work hard, and in one way for sure it's a shame, you know, that in this time we still need to work on reliability. We can't really focus on the performance, and definitely other teams are moving away, but it's nothing else we can do, and we need to fight from here.
You know, we know that you put 150% into winning Finland. It was a phenomenal performance, but the car did look as if it had the power, and it looked as if maybe it was a little more powerful even than the Toyota. Is that fair to say?
I don't think so. Probably it was just less downforce or less track, but I don't know. Like this, I mean, in rallying it's difficult to say. Rallying is so different, sport, as it's something, you know, we're driving roads which we don't know, so the main thing is the confidence in the car. The car needs to be playful and other things like this, so it's not only the straightforward performance.
Confidence in the car here is really important, isn't it, with particularly those big cuts. You know, if you're not confident about the reliability, if you're not confident about the grip and the handling, it's difficult to commit to the cuts here.
Every cut is different. Most of the cuts have some bumps and steps back on the tarmac, so definitely the car needs to be very very stable in these situations.
What can you do this weekend, Oit Tänak?
We will find out soon.
Tomorrow afternoon in Shakedown, you underplayed Shakedown in Finland. Will we have an idea tomorrow afternoon?
I think the Shakedown road actually is quite nice here. It's a proper state, so definitely we will learn much more from there.
Very best of luck.
Thank you.
Ex-Pekka Lappi, Finland was a great result for you. Really good to see you back fighting at the very top. What can you do on this one? It's a very different event.
Well, it is completely different, and also in terms, if we are speaking about tarmac events generally, this is the most different with so many junctions, big cuts with the ditches as well, but mainly the junctions. It's just I'm missing a lot of, let's say, natural long corners, like medium or low speed ones. But you know, it's good that we have a big variation in inside of the championship with different kind of events. So, but yeah, what I can do, I don't know. I think on Friday, if it's raining, it's gonna be bad for us. This will be quite messy rally with the rain. So let's see then.
I think it was 8 years ago you were here last, wasn't it? 2014. It is such a specialist rally. Is there anything you can take from that one outing here that's maybe helped you prepare a little bit for this one?
Well, I think I knew, let's say, what I want from the car in terms of a pre-event test. So we changed quite a lot everything after Croatia, to be fair, to make completely different kind of car. So for sure, the experience from the past helped for this.
Tell me about those changes. What are we talking about? Are we talking about suspension changes? What are we talking about?
Oh, that as well, but like that we need a lot of support on the braking, because the braking is very important on this rally because of these 1,000 junctions, let's say, like this. And traction as well. Then you need to come out from the junction. So let's say these were the main topics, and then the car needs to be stable also on these really high speed corners, which are, yeah, when you have some small cuts and some vertical as well. So yeah, these were the areas where we concentrated.
And what are you targeting for a finish here?
To finish with the windscreen and the roof on.
Best of luck. Takasan. Last year here, oh dear. How do you approach this event with the memories of last year still there?
Yeah, of course that was not a good memory for me, and but same time this year weather looks like going to be quite tricky, even trickier than last year. So yeah, you still need to lead step by step from the shakedown to the end of the rally. So, but yeah, for sure, if weather is like this, I can learn many, many things. So I just trying to get those experiences.
You know, we don't go to many other rallies like this one with the kind of ditches, the kind of cuts. The way you make your pace notes for this event, is it different from other events?
Yeah, more often that you can go cut, but you need to take care of how to cut those, because when you're coming back to the on the tarmac, then there is a really sharp edge over the tarmac and easily get damage on tires. This is very difficult for sure. That like slick tires should be okay. They are quite strong compared to last year. They Pirelli making even stronger every time, so it's good. But I guess wet tires are still quite big risk of the puncture. So it's gonna be quite tricky.
Yeah, and tyre choice might be an issue as well, I guess. Tell me how you're going to approach this one, because you've been incredibly consistent throughout this year. How do you continue that consistency, but at the same time make those small steps forward that you're always looking for? How do you do that on this type of event?
Yeah, honestly, like this year especially, I really need to separate that what I do, for example, gravel and tarmac. So gravel, I feel at least even first time rally in, for example, Greece or something, at least I feel quite confident on the car and I can feel more, I can play the car quite a lot. But tarmac, I still need to see. So especially tarmac, I really need to step by step. I just need to forget about the gravel rally things and just again try to build my confidence and things.
Fantastic stuff. And forget about last year as well. Takasan, good luck. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, Matty, thank you very much for your time. Let's talk first about Kalle Rovanperä. Did you really expect Rovanperä to be at this point in the championship, leading by so many points, odds on to win the title?
I said before the season, when I was asked that is the Kalle going to be world champion this year, I said no. I think it's the year 2023, so I didn't believe that Kalle is ready this year. I'm honest with that. That was my opinion. So yes, I'm really surprised how quickly he has developed. and also learn it. Like last year, you could see the speed already there, but then he did some mistakes, like going off the road in Croatia when he was leading the championship. But taking that experience and learn from that experience and becoming so stable, it's been amazing to see, and which I would have never expected to happen. But he has adapted also the new regulations very well with the car. This is that, you know, he's very cool and he can adapt quickly on the new things. He is quite probably the best driver in the service park just now. It's frightening because he's still learning, and how much better can he get? Yeah, nobody knows, but we've seen on this sport already these multi-champions. You know, we've seen over the years Sebastien Ogier, Sebastien Loeb. So, of course, Kalle, it seems that he has all the possibilities to become like Sebastian's. But time will tell. You never know. It's depending on so many little things, you know, that it's always, I think, the most demanding part is that when you win your first championship, then that you can continue to do the second championship, that your motivation and everything, the targets to win more, then it's for sure it will get more challenging. You also mentioned you didn't expect him, as I say, to win this year. Who did you expect to win the title this year if it wasn't Kalle? Well, I was thinking in my mind, I think it that after the last year and the 2020, if I'm very honest, of course, I was looking at Elvin is one of those drivers to fight for the championship. I thought that last two seasons, you know, he's been so close that he's really, really hungry. So I thought that there will be Thierry Neuville and Ooi Tanak, and there will be Elvin fighting for the championship, and Kalle will be close by to them. But maybe I was thinking that he will be still learning some of the events, and then he would be ready 2023. Elvin, tell us about your approach then, your philosophy for this event. How do you approach this one? Because it is very different, really, from anything else that we do.
Yeah, it's quite a different rally. Some challenge, especially this year with all the new pace notes, obviously to get all the cuts right as well is quite difficult. So same for everyone, of course, but yeah, it's still a challenge.
Tell me about that. Tell me about the difference in terms of making of the pace notes. You know, you've not been able to use much at all from previous years or from last year.
Of course, everything that we reused from last year, then we've carried forward naturally. But there's only, I don't know the exact percentage, 30-35% that's able to carry over. A lot of the stages are reversed or new or different configurations. So a lot of new pace notes to write, and it's always a big job then with video work and all the rest of it.
Your pace notes are perhaps the most descriptive at times. You put words in and use words that other drivers don't use, and you seem to put a lot of information into them. Is there anything particular for this event, maybe describing the different sorts of cuts or exits from the cuts, anything like that?
Yeah, of course, we have our system, you know, try to judge exactly how much you can or can't go in and try and describe the lips or the steps coming off the, you know, back onto the tarmac can be difficult. But the issue that always puts a spanner in the works, if you have a road that's very dirty, you know, everybody's been in, you're sort of forced, your hand is forced to go in anyway. And, you know, to say that sort of, describe that you can go in if you absolutely have to, you know, it's quite a mouthful, so it's difficult to describe sometimes.
So in those circumstances, would you say absolutely don't, rather than you might be able to do it? You know, is it that kind of definition?
No, you would have like a cut maybe sometimes where you can cut if you have to, you know, and maybe if the road is clean, you choose not to go.
So what are you expecting then this weekend in terms of the road? You know, the weather forecast sounds quite interesting, doesn't it? And some ways may favour the boys towards the front of the field.
Yeah, definitely Friday is looking a bit more mixed at the moment. It's hard to know exactly how much or how little rain will come. But anyway, I think there's been a bit of rain about. The cuts will probably be a bit moist at best. So the road will get dirty quickly, basically. So, of course, the further back you are, then the biggest penalty that is normally.
Tell me about the test then. Did you manage to set the car up for this one? You're quite different from, I would imagine, the setup you had for Croatia.
Yeah, some changes definitely. And there were some areas in the car perhaps that we didn't get quite right last year. So we tried to focus on those areas, let's say, where we were losing time a bit last year. But still, it's difficult. And now, of course, you know, it's looking like a wet start. So it sort of goes out the window a little bit. But let's see.
Good luck this weekend, El.
Thank you. Cheers.
Kalle Rovanperä. Talk me through the tattoos. I didn't realise you had any.
Who have you got? I will not tell them all. There are some tattoos, yeah.
Is there meaning to any of these ones here? A little sleeping koala. Is there any meaning to them?
Yeah, some of them have meaning and some not.
Any meaning you can share?
No, not really. Only this one is quite clear. I think it's
that's not, the only one we want to know about.
It's not difficult to understand this one.
It's not difficult to understand. But listen, Kalle Rovanperä, tell me, will you miss long, fast corners on this rally? Because there aren't many, are there?
No, there is not. Some fast corners, yes, but not long ones.
Tell me about how you approach the event then, because it is such a different mindset from really anything we've done this year.
I think quite same approach than always. We try to do a good rally, learn something from last year, make the car a bit faster, and try to prepare well, try to be faster.
Well, you were the fastest of the Toyotas last year, so you got as much out of last year's car as you could. What could you take forward from that into this year?
Yeah, I think we just try to learn a bit. It's not really clear where we lost some time. We know some things. We try to improve from last year, try to make the car a bit more suitable for this kind of big cuts, lot of junction stuff, and yeah, just try to optimize the performance to this kind of road.
And what is the objective this weekend then, Kalle? Is it points for the championship or is it the outright win?
I think I'm a bit between them, like in Finland also. It depends how it goes. If it seems we can go for the win, I always go for the win. But yeah, also I need to have a clean rally. I want to have a good points. It will make my rest of the season easier. So yeah, I just want to have a clever rally again.
And last question, the weather. The weather may be playing into your hands a little bit come Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, hopefully Friday the rain would be on our side this time, making it a bit easier than Finland was. So yeah, I wouldn't mind if we get some help from there. And yeah, after that we have to see what happens.
Malcolm, always great to see you in the service park. Is it fair to say that the pressure is building for a result? Because we thought we might get a result in Estonia, a result in Finland. Is it building?
Don't get me wrong. We're not probably getting the results that we want to get. But I don't think there's any pressure as such. Yeah, for sure. You can imagine what it does to the team to have a good result. It's just everybody needs that lift every now and again. And it would be really nice for me, for the team, to get a lift, because I think we all know what the potential of the car and everything has got. But you know, we have to also accept where we are with where we are with the drivers, and that's it. So
we've seen developments coming from the other two cars. Is there any thoughts about developments coming with your car?
Oh, there is for sure. There's no question. We're definitely looking at everything the whole time, and yes, we will have things coming. There's no question. But we know. I mean, you just need to look at some of the times that were happening in Finland and Estonia. The car is still really, really competitive.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And you must very much be looking forward to seeing Mr. Loeb getting back into that car. I mean, you know, we can get a result here for sure, no question about that. But looking forward to Mr. Loeb in Greece, I'm sure.
You can imagine. I mean, you know, you've just got to look at the events that he did and what he did for us when he was there, you know, leading Portugal, then just had a fantastic time in Kenya. So, we know that, and we know how much he enjoys driving the car, and that's the crucial thing.
How does he do it? Is it just that? You know, how does he do it? Because he just seems to get in the car and drive it. Is maybe that something that the youngsters need to learn?
It's for me, now I really appreciate why we lost 9 championships to him. You know, and you've got to think that when we were competing at that level, he was in his 30s. Now he's 48 years old and he's still doing it. So, to be honest, I feel quite proud of what we achieved when he won those 9 consecutive championships, because we took him very close. But now, of course, working with him, and you realise how good he is, and he's even 10 years older. It's just, I have to say, I'm lost, honestly, I'm lost for words as to how he can still do what he does when he gets in the car. But I think the big thing is, as you touched on, he just enjoys driving and he loves the car, and he's so relaxed when he's driving, and you can see it in the performance.
Is he enjoying it enough to do a few more outings next year?
It's early days, but it's no secret. I would like to try and find a way to get him to do more events. For sure, he will not want to do a whole championship, which is something that, you know, would appeal to us. But if we can get in for a few events, then for sure we would look at it.
Your powers of persuasion, Mr. Wilson, are legendary. They're legendary. And if you've just said you would like him in the car for the whole season, I'll give that a 50-50 chance.
No, I think he's got such other work commitments that... to be honest, I don't think he'd probably want to do a full season. He's probably a bit like Seb Ogier, you know. It's going to be hard. It's been a hard year this year with the close proximity events, and next year probably an extra event involved, so it's going to be quite difficult.
I like the prevalence of the word probably there, Mr. Wilson. I'm going to hold on to that with a great deal of hope. Lovely talking to you as always. The best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Craig, tell me, how good was it to be back at home at the weekend amongst friends and just having what looked like an absolute ball?
It was, I have to say. It was a barrel of laughs. I really, really enjoyed it. Badly needed it. I decided sort of already on the Saturday, Sunday in Finland, I needed to go back home for a bit of therapy. So it was perfect. Really enjoyed the day out. I had Bobo in with me. Never opened a pace notebook until the Friday morning at the rally. I had to do the road books and the time cards. To be fair to him, he was pretty good in the notes. But I had a day's fun, enjoyed it immensely. Yeah.
So that's your best mate from what looked like primary school. I saw a photo you put up. It looked like the two of you, maybe not doing much in terms of learning, but it looked like the two of you in a primary school somewhere.
First day at school, we sat down next to each other. And 30 years ago, near enough, and still best friends to this day. So he's travelled. So it hasn't in the last while. He is a wee boy now the last 2 years, so he's busy enough with him. But beforehand, he would have come to a lot of the rallies, and great lad. So I really, really enjoyed the day with him, yeah.
Yeah, really good to get back home and just get back in touch with the real roots of rallying, isn't it? You come to a rally that clearly you know very, very well. You know, you've won this rally in the past. It must give you an awful lot of confidence ahead of what's going to be a really testing weekend by the sound of things.
Yeah, look, for some reason, a bit like Finland, I don't know, and rallies like that, this rally really suits me. Every year I've come here, I just enjoyed it. I've done it a lot now, you know, it has to be said. I think this will be the sixth time I think I'm doing the rally. So it's just a nice place, nice atmosphere, the whole setup here, you know, the service park and the people, and I've always enjoyed it, so looking forward to it again now.
What is the key then? What's the key to going fast and to putting in a winning performance here?
I've been clean, been efficient. Knowing, and I've said it before, knowing which road you're taking, you know, and that sounds so stupid, like it's not like you're on a motorway looking for the exit. It's sometimes these big long straights, you know, the road's completely flat, you have no features, and you're searching for that strip of tarmac where you're turning in. You know, April, we've got no arrows, there's no, you know, normally on rallies we've got arrows telling us each junction, there's nothing here, so, you know, trying to get those braking points 100% right at 200 k's an hour to stop to basically 10-15 k's an hour to make a junction is really difficult and crucial, so it's always a bit of a tricky point here.
Does that mean there's a different approach perhaps to the making of the pace notes during the recce?
Oh yeah, you'd be amazed at stuff that you'd use as landmarkers, you know what I mean?
You're just amazed at the stuff you talk about on recces anyway, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but you're trying to search for any kind of a landmark at all, anything at all, and you know, just anything that you can lock your eye on and say, okay, that's what I need to stop, that's what I need to turn around, and that's the biggest advantage that I found here. Has been comfortable of knowing the minute that you see anything that you've got marked in the notes, of locking your eyes onto it and then just trying to break and turn around that, because if you don't have a reference, it's so difficult to find the roads here.
It's going to be very interesting in that regard. There was a lot of talk in Finland about power and maybe a little bit of power disparity between the Hyundai, the Toyota and your car. Will that be such a problem here, or an issue, or will it be so obvious here?
Remains to be seen. Obviously, we've got a different profile completely here. We should have a lot of hybrid use here, I think. I think this is probably the rally where we can see the most amount of it. We've got so many braking opportunities that, you know, we'll have a lot of boost opportunities in the stage. So let's see. Honestly, until we get into the stages, I have no idea what to expect.
How wary will you have to be, particularly on Friday, if it gets muddy coming out of some of these really tight corners and the deep cuts? How wary are you going to have to be? Because that hybrid kicks in and it could, I suppose, quite easily just spin you off. Is it something that you have to maybe build into your strategy and your approach?
Yeah, for sure you need to be careful. You know, you have 500 brake horsepower sometimes, not all the time, so you need to be, you know, you need to be very careful about when you have it and when you don't. But let's see. Honestly, in Croatia it wasn't so bad. I think we were all able to manage it pretty much. And I think the conditions there were pretty darn bad. So it'll be still interesting all the same on Friday. Thank you very much,
Adrian. this time last year on this event, you were looking forward to it. It all rapidly went wrong here. How would you put that to the back of your mind? Can you completely forget about that?
It's quite far now. It's 1 year ago, but for sure it's still in my head, for sure, because the stage where we had the accident last year is still there. But not the stage, but the end of the stage where I had it, it's still there. So I just changed my pace knot, but for the rest I kept the same. Yeah, it was just a mistake on my pace knot, as I said last year, so nothing really, really bad. I just need to be careful with my pace knot on this rally, and but the confidence is there. I just know that the rally will be tricky with the rain, and yeah, it will be a big, big challenge, especially on Friday for us.
And tricky, I guess, with the instruction that you've got till the end of this year, which is to bring the car home on every rally. You know, that in itself is quite difficult, but you're a driver, you're a competitor, you're a racer, and we know how quick you can be on tarmac. Balancing all of those things, not easy.
No, it's not easy, but sometimes you have to accept to be a bit less pushing that you can do, just to take the experience and get also the confidence back with the team and yourself. I think my confidence is back, but I just need to build up. It's just until the end of the season. And to be prepared in 23.
How quick is this car on tarmac?
The car is really, really quick on tarmac, and especially the new generation with the hybrid, when you can have all the power on the exit corner, it's just like, wow.
One of the things that we've heard a number of times, particularly about the Puma, is just how good the chassis is. Tell me how that shows itself on tarmac. You know, what advantage does that give you on tarmac in particular?
It gives you a lot of confidence, actually. The chassis is really neutral, and it helps to rotate, and you can go back early on, throttle, etc. You can play with that. So it's really, really nice feeling. But I think it's so nice that sometimes you are like, you want more because the chassis gives you confidence. But then if you go too much, then something can happen. So it's always to find the balance, but for sure it gives you a good confidence.
What's the approach for this event? Tell me how you approach it.
I think a lot of it depends on how bad the weather's going to be. If the heavens do open, which that says they probably will, then...
That's a bit... Look at that. It's a bit scary, that cloud, that sky, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish it'd F off, because it's making my job a lot harder, because the pollution on the roads with the amount of cutting here will be crazy. So the gaps in time difference, you would expect them to be uniform with where your road position is. So... the drier it is, the less bad that's going to be for us, so we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, we go back to Monte Carlo and we saw how confident you were with this car in Monte Carlo. There's an opportunity for a result here. Okay, as you've said, the weather might play its part, but there's an opportunity here to get a good result.
Yeah, and in Croatia as well, when we had bad weather, the speed was good there, so that's what we're hoping to do this weekend, just in Croatia. I was third on the road here, I think it's 7th or 8th, so quite a bit worse, but that's what happens when you don't have a great mid-season.
Tell me about the test that you had. Did you get any wet weather in the test? Have you seen these conditions yet in this car?
No, it was 35 degrees and baking. We didn't get so much of a test. We didn't really start testing until the afternoon. We had some problems, so I didn't get as much mileage as I'd have liked. But to be honest, once I got into it, the car was feeling nice and was feeling good. So it feels similar to how it did in Croatia, but unfortunately the conditions are going to be very different. But to be honest, from what I've seen, I think it was the same for everyone.
And the recce went well for you. That can quite often be the most important part of this rally, can't it? Getting the recce right, doing a good recce.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they put arrows on junctions, since there's about 2,000 of them. Every time I'm there, like, Jonas, because I'm good at remembering stages, but I'm not that good. And there's a few times where I'm pretty sure it's this way. It went that way, and I just went, no, it's not this way. So, yeah, it's a bit frustrating, and I don't think it would take much effort from the organisers just to put an arrow.
Does that become an issue during the event itself? We've heard from a number of drivers that... You know, a lot of rallies, that there's a lot of furniture stage side that gives you an indication of where you're braking, where you're turning. Not really the way out here, is it?
Yeah, I mean, the brakings are sometimes quite hard to find for a couple of reasons. Like you said, references, and also grip levels change so much. But yeah, there's no arrows here to really point the direction of where you're going. So unless if you miss a note, I think it happened to me a couple of times last year where I misheard a note and I had Chris to repeat it. So, and this year, I think... I would, if it's dry, we for sure should be half a second a kilometre quicker than last year, because we'll be using the hybrid all the time. So many junctions, so much regeneration.
You feel that drop in temperature?
It's coming,
Gus. Listen, you were just talking there. I'm sure it's not prawn cocktail crisps for dinner. Which of these fine restaurants have you made the arrangements at?
The one behind you. because I've got to do a photo in a bit, so I've not got enough time to go and get a nice dinner this evening.
Enjoy. Well, they're all nice around here. They're great wee restaurants. Oh, the one behind us, as in the M Sport place.
Yes.
That is the best place, I'm told.
It has, apparently, according to you, it has good bread, ham and cheese.
Best indeed, Gus. Best of luck, mate. There we are. So what is going to be the biggest talking point this weekend? Well, I'll tell you what I think it's going to be. Look at that. Beautiful, clear sky above the town hall. But turn around, cameraman. Turn around. The cathedral, the old cloth market, and those threatening clouds. That, for me, is where we're at this weekend. That rain is on its way. What is that going to mean for our top runners? Well, let us know in the thoughts below. Put some comments below. Let us know who you think is going to make the most of these challenging conditions. Who's going to master the tricky roads of Ypres? My money's on Thierry Neuville. He's the man that knows the rally best. He knows how to approach these difficult, challenging conditions. Let us know, though. I want to read your thoughts below. We'll do our best to answer as many as we can. So, folks, thank you for joining us on our Wednesday night Dirtfish Team Talk from the service park here in Ypres.